do the today Shulchan Menachem, the discussion in chapter Reish Lamed Vav 236, dealing with the mitzvah that we lean during the Seder. The Rebbe, this is from a long, lengthy discussion in the Sikh of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says that there's two possible ways to explain why we lean on the Seder. Number one is the obligation is not a separate obligation. There's no obligation to lean, but it becomes a detail and a condition in part of the other mitzvahs. So, example, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's a mitzvah to drink the four cups. So how do you drink the four cups? One of the conditions, it has to be done in a way that you lean. Just like there is the quantity, the quality of the mitzvah, one of the parts of drinking the wine, one of the parts of eating the matzah is to do it in a specific way, which is a leaning way. That's number one. The number two possibility is that it's not a mitzvah part of the other mitzvahs that you do, but rather the mitzvah is just to lean on Pesach. Whatever you do, and you show the general out of the idea that you're leaning, and whatever every mitzvah you do. So if you're eating the matzah, you're eating the four, the drinking the four cups, you're doing it part of the leaning. What would be the difference between the two interpretations? What happens if a person ate, for example, the size of an olive to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, but he didn't lean? Did he fulfill the obligation of matzah or not? If we say that the leaning is a condition that prevents the mitzvah of matzah being done properly, so if he didn't lean, then he did not fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, midrabanan at least, because the leaning prevents it, he didn't do proper matzah. But if the idea of eating the mitzvah matzah is only a detail on leaning, so if he didn't lean, so what happens is he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of leaning, but it did not actually been lacking in fulfilling the mitzvah of eating the matzah. So what would be the difference between these two ideas? In actuality, if a person didn't eat the kezayis without leaning, so he has to eat again with leaning, is he mechuyev to make again the bracha al achilas matzah? If the obligation to go back and eat is to fulfill the mitzvah of leaning, but the mitzvah of matzah is already fulfilled fully, he shouldn't make another bracha for eating the matzah. But if the obligation of eating the second time is to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, then he should have to make another bracha, nachilas matzah, which should be continued.